WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. Hey, did you hear about the latest gossip on the three-way with Trump and Putin and Elon?
I did not.
Well, apparently this morning, you remember they had a big fight, Trump and Elon, right, last week. So the other day, I think about 2 days ago, Putin offers Elon sanctuary. Come to Papa. Come live with me in Russia, Elon. And so all of a sudden this morning, Elon is apologizing to Trump.
Yeah, he actually did that a couple days ago.
Is it that thought? Yeah.
Yeah, he deleted some of the tweets and put out something that said, you know, he'd gone a little bit too far and he apologized.
Right. So in the long run, you remember I've talked about this being a currency speculator game, that Donald Trump wanted to take the U.S. gold and buy Bitcoin with it. And then he wanted to balance the world or the nation's economy, for that matter, the world's economy with Bitcoin. Right. So he wanted to do that before he even got sworn in. And then he showed what a traitor he was and didn't have loyalty even to the cyber currency Bitcoin. He creates his own coin, and then the Melania money, and then the Don Jr. and Eric money, and the Doge coins, which are different than Doge, the organization. He creates all these other phony money systems. So he wants to take the gold of America and then buy Bitcoin. And then play the old New York shell game of, where's the money? Where's the money?
Well, just as a point of clarification, Dogecoin existed before Trump was elected again.
Right, but they still would be playing the shell game with that.
Right, but that's where the joke of calling the special office Doge, that's why it's a joke, because Doge is actually the name of the coin, because Doge is an internet meme about a dog.
Well, so, but the bigger picture is the fight between Elon, Trump, and Putin is all about the values of their money. So there's Elon money, there's America money that Trump is supposed to be supporting, but he doesn't give a crap about the U.S. dollar. And then there's Putin money, the ruble. So with all of these three fighting among each other, who wins is what stupid money are we going to have to obey? So I'm thinking back to 1776, well, before that slightly, George Washington's coming across the Delaware. They counterfeited the Continental, right? It wasn't worth a Continental, was the famous phrase, that there were Continental dollars were useless because the British had made so many counterfeits. So the Patriots just came up with 13 other kinds of money. They said, "We're screw this. We're not loyal to the pound. We're going for our own money. And so we're going to have to do that again. I mean, Doge money, do I want to say loyalty to Putin money or Trump's imaginary dollars? I mean, he wants to take the gold of America, put it in a shell game of cyber currency, and then where's the gold? So, yeah, they're all traitors, and they're wanting us to dance to the tune of phony money."
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Oh, take care.
All right. 508-996-0500. And just when we're talking about things that are phony, just got to bring up something that I talked about in the first hour, but just in case some people missed it, yesterday, Sketty had called me on the office line and had mentioned that there were some folks outside of Vicente Supermarket and the Dollar Tree over there, and that they were offering free gifts to people just to prove that they're Eversource customers. And I reached out to Eversource, and Eversource said that they have nothing to do with them and that you should not give them your information. You should not show them a bill. You should not give them your address. So if you happen to see those folks out there, if they're out there again today, avoid them. And if you did, for some reason, give them information, first of all, call me and let me know, because I'd be interested if anybody actually walked away with anything. As I said to Sketty, you know, the whole time you were there, did you see anybody walking away with anything? And she said no. But if you did encounter them and if you did provide them information, you should let Eversource know. Or if you ever have any question about whether or not somebody is legitimately a representative of the company, you can give them a call at 800-592-2000. 800-592-2000. And that's a great number to type into your phone and save, because that's also the number you can call in to report outages. And do that too, by the way. So if you're ever at home and the power goes out, call that in. Don't assume that Eversource is aware of it, because there were many, many times that I was the one that alerted them to a power outage because I would call as soon as it goes out. Mainly because where we lived at the time, we were kind of in the middle of nowhere, and we would be last on the list of getting out there to fix something if they were just going by when they found out about it. You know, you would think there's like some big Eastern Massachusetts map in front of them and blinking lights, and when those lights go dead, they're like, okay, we got to go to this area, but it doesn't necessarily work that way. And so, especially if it was something that was not centralized around our area, you know, if it was a more widespread outage, I'd want to make sure that we got in the queue as quickly as possible to have them come out and restore the power. And then a lot of times, because of where we lived, there were some S-curves. A lot of times it was because a car had struck a pole. I can't tell you how many times that was the case over the, because I lived in this neighborhood for 17 years. And then I'd also lived in it, you know, years before when I was in college. And between those two stints up in that neck of the woods in East Wareham, you know, there was probably at least a half a dozen times that the pole was struck and came down over the road. And one time I was on my way to work in Lakeville and couldn't, they said they weren't going to have it cleared out in time. And there was no way to get around because it's cranberry bogs on either side. So I went back the other way and went all through Plymouth and took Route 44 and all of that. And I was like a half an hour late, but what could I do? But anyway, keep that number handy so that you can call and report power outages, especially now as people are going to start turning on their air conditioners. Today's going to be a warm and muggy day, and in just a couple more weeks, we're going to be in July. So it's going to be getting there. Going to be getting to the point where you're going to have the air conditioning on all the time. And so when you got power outages, make sure you report it again. 800-592-2000. All right, let's go to the phones here. 508-996-0500 is my number. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad Sketty had told you about what's going on as far as the Eversource scam. They have them in Walmart. I don't understand why they allow them in the stores. They offer you gift cards.
So, yeah, I saw somebody set up in the Fairhaven Walmart, but I didn't see what it was that they were doing. Somebody was making popcorn the other day. The whole store smelled like popcorn. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, was a representative. Oh, you pay your gas and lights, and they're over there by New Bedford Library. I mean, not library, post office, too. They're offering TVs.
And so what are they trying to get you to do? They're trying to get you to sign up for their third-party service? Is that...
I guess I look at it as a scam, you know. I just walk by them.
Yeah, I mean, when we had the Eversource representative on, they suggested, you know, don't sign up for those because they lock you into something so that if Eversource does lower their price, that company doesn't. So
right. Thank you, Skeddy.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And 508-996-0500. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it, but you heard Mike Roberts mention it in the news, and we have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but the fire chief of New Bedford, Scott Krueger, is retiring, effective beginning of next month. And the mayor talked about it with Chris yesterday, you know, really helped turn around the fire department. Now, keep in mind, too, if you remember, we don't need to go down the whole path, but there was not a lot of confidence in the leadership of the fire department from the mayor's office prior to Chief Krueger stepping in as the acting chief. There had been some issues with the previous chief. We know how that turned out. That's all now being decided by the courts, and he is no longer with us. But just from a data perspective, the mayor was talking about the turnaround in the 25% decrease in structure fires because they were using data to help assist them in getting ahead of these things and increasing inspection. And we had some devastating fires in recent years, deadly fires in recent years, but that's thankfully helped step up some of the inspections and enforcement of the codes. And Chief Krueger deserves a lot of the credit for that. And the mayor said that, you know, he's been battling some health issues as he's been doing the job. He mentioned specifically issues with his eyesight and with his back. So, and that is not an easy job to do when you are dealing with health issues, especially when, you know, you want to be there on the scene. You don't want to be a chief that's, you know, sitting at a desk and, you know, call me and let me know how it goes. Fire chiefs are showing up at the scene. They're jumping in and helping out. And at least in all my dealings with Chief Krueger, he's always been great at, you know, providing information. It seems like the department really likes him from the firefighters that I talked to. And the mayor did talk about what the plan will be for a new chief. Unlike the police chief position, the fire chief position is in civil service. So there'll be the civil service process that has to play out. But that also means, you know, it's a lot easier to promote somebody from within. And it shouldn't be a long process of finding a new fire chief. I think right now the mayor's focus is on getting the new police chief in, which he told Chris, you know, is getting closer. But, you know, there'll be a new fire chief coming up as well. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I apologize to Participation Trophy Wife for getting that Paula Abdul song stuck in your head, but I'm still going to play it coming up, so it's going to get even worse. I also mentioned in the last hour, if you didn't hear me discuss it, there's a plan in place for a walkout at New Bedford High School next Wednesday at noon. The students who are pushing for the school committee to sign the school safe zone resolution. So this is the resolution that was brought forth by school committee member Melissa Costa. And the idea is to kind of reiterate and tweak a little bit the school department's policies towards how it deals with immigration enforcement. And New Bedford Light has not only a story on it, but they also have a link to the resolution itself. And it mentions things like, you know, it is the right of every child, regardless of immigration status, to access a free public pre-K through 12 education. And the district welcomes and supports all students. It says the district has a responsibility to ensure that all students who reside within its boundaries, regardless of immigration status, can safely access a free public pre-K through 12 education. And it talks about federal immigration enforcement activities on or around district property and transportation routes, whether by surveillance, interview, demand for information, arrest, detention, or any other means, harmfully disrupt the learning environment to which all students, regardless of immigration status, are entitled, and significantly interfere with the ability of all students, including U.S. citizen students and students who hold other legal grounds for presence in the U.S., to access that free public education. And so they're looking for the committee to declare the district to be a safe zone for its students, meaning that the district is a place for students to learn, to thrive, and to seek assistance, information, and support related to any immigration law enforcement that interferes with their learning experience. So this is the just some of the language in this resolution. You can read the whole thing at newbedfordlight.org. But some of the school committee members who voted against it said that they had a problem with some of the language in it. And also that, you know, they kind of already have this on the books. And the two big supporters of this resolution, Melissa Costa, who introduced it, and Colleen DeWicke, who voted for it, are saying, you know, we need to reiterate this and we need to make sure that we are codifying this as well. And so the students are holding this walkout on Wednesday to show that they want the school committee to pass this. Now, I talked to the young lady who is putting this all together. She actually reached out to us looking for news coverage of it. I don't think that's feasible, just based on the time of day. But her name is Frederica, and she says that right now she's got in the ballpark of 30 to 40 kids signed on, personally herself, but that there are others who are asking others, but that, you know, part of the issue is they're at a time in the school year where there's less kids in the school. You know, the seniors are already gone. Finals are probably taking place. Kids don't stick around if they don't need to be in school, if their parents have, you know, signed for them to be able to leave after finals. And so all of that kind of stuff plays a role in how many kids are going to be there. But, you know, they're making the school aware of this. This is not a secret thing. I said, is it okay to bring this up on the air and talk about it? And she actually, you know, requested that I do. And as we've seen with some of these other student walkouts that they have, these are not disruptive things. These are not, these don't go off the rails. The kids go out, they make their point, they go back to class. And it sounds like from what she was telling me yesterday, this is going to be the same idea. So the conversation you're going to hear on the radio the rest of the time is probably going to be different from both callers and hosts. You know, you're going to hear, sit down, you know, you're here to learn, you're not here to protest. These kids are just being led on by the faculty members, which is not true. They're not being led on by the faculty members. They're not being led on by their parents. This was their own initiative. I spoke to the girl. So let me just, you know, get that out there before it starts getting twisted around. But these are civic-minded kids that are involved in this that want protection for the immigrant students that are in the classroom, but also don't want to have their own classes interrupted by something that, in their eyes, can wait until after school. And I think that's a fair ask. You know, we're worried about who comes into the school buildings. We're worried about disruptions in the learning day. I don't think anything would be more disruptive than ICE showing up at a school. And it might never happen. But the fact is they're asking for the school to stand up and say, we're not going to let that happen. We'll be right back. Here's my story. That is the song with the Keanu Reeves video, but Rush Rush by Paula Abdul. But you might want to dash dash over to Dash Laundromat, because Dash Laundromat is bringing back its very popular $1 a pound wash, dry, and fold service to celebrate the opening of its second location on Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. So it's not open quite yet. They're getting closer and closer. It's going to be any day now. But as part of the celebration, all summer long through August 31st, you're going to be able to get their wash, dry, fold service for just $1 a pound. That's an insane deal. Even if you do your own laundry at home, give yourself the summer off and just have Dash do it, because that price cannot be beat. Whether it's a mountain of towels or piles of laundry, they've got you covered at the unbeatable price of $1 a pound. Download the Dash Laundromat app. You can track the status of your laundry in real time and get all the more information about all the other great services they offer, like their pickup and delivery service, their subscription service. If you are a business and you'd like to have them take care of your laundry for your business, they can do that as well. You can find out more by downloading that Dash Laundromat app. Dash Laundromat, also at One State Road in Dartmouth, in addition to their forthcoming New Bedford location. Clean clothes, no games, just Dash. Or, in this case today, Dash Dash. All right, I've got to go into the news. When we come back, we've got a caller on hold. I'll go right to you as soon as we get the latest from Mike Roberts.
ICE operations will continue in Los Angeles. A Snapchat rapist in New York. And do you remember Chewy the raccoon?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Department of Homeland Security says immigration operations will continue in Los Angeles.
Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin tells Fox News that in spite of attempts to stop the operations and claims of innocent people being swept up by ICE agents, bad guys are off the street.
Child rapists, child molesters, murderers, convicted arsonists, truly the worst of the worst on the streets. But my message to Mayor Bass and to Governor Newsom and these riders that they back is that ICE will not be deterred.
While it's unclear how long these operations will last, reports are at least 30 days from the first day on June 6th. I'm Jim Roop.
The Justice Department will allow President Trump to abolish national monuments that were protected from energy development by past presidents. The department issued a legal opinion permitting Trump to shrink or eliminate national monuments, which can overturn a 1938 opinion saying that presidents did not have the power to abolish them. A New York man is accused of using social media to prey on young boys from Smithtown, New York. Natalie Migliori has more.
Prosecutors say 18-year-old Bradley Sciopa got added to a Snapchat group with several 11-year-old boys earlier this year. The boys thought Sciopa was their age until they met up with him in person, allowing him to drive them around in his car and buy them snacks. Sciopa is accused of sexually abusing two of the boys, with investigators saying he framed the abuse as a prank or a dare the victims would be paid for. He's charged with 3 counts of rape, 2 counts of sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child.
The director of national intelligence says the Trump administration used artificial intelligence in the continued classification of the JFK files. According to Tulsi Gabbard, the agency fed tens of thousands of pages of material into AI systems ahead of their declassification to speed up the process. The release of the remaining JFK assassination files built upon an executive order signed by President Trump in January, which ordered the declassification of JFK, RFK, and MLK assassination files. The legendary Brian Wilson, founder of the Beach Boys, has passed away.
Wilson is considered one of the most innovative songwriters of the 20th century, credited with creating the California sound. The Beach Boys, which included his two younger brothers, Dennis and Carl Wilson, cousin Mike Love, and friend Al Jardine, was formed in 1961. The album Pet Sounds is considered the peak of the band's success, considered a masterpiece by many. It was influenced by Wilson's battle with mental health issues and drug use, which affected him for much of his life. In 1988, Wilson and the Beach Boys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wilson was 82. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
The saga of Chewy the raccoon continues.
Chewy made national headlines last month after his owner was arrested during a traffic stop in Akron, Ohio. Chewy was found sitting in the driver's seat with a meth pipe in his mouth and was later released into the custody of his owner's father. Officials are reportedly working with Chewy's owner to determine what's next for the raccoon, but in an interview this week, the owner said she had no plans to surrender the animal. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3 last night. Sox are off tonight, hosting the Yankees tomorrow night at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Another warm start to the day here along the South Coast. Temperatures on either side of 65 degrees this morning, and we start off with some sunshine. Not too bad, but if you like it warm, just wait till the afternoon. The 60s, that's just the start. High temperatures right along the coast today, going to be in the low 80s, right around 80 degrees even. And then as you head inland, you're going to get up into the mid 80s, even a few spots in the upper 80s today. Yeah, it's a toasty one with the sunshine, especially still around in the afternoon. It'll feel a lot more like summer. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schell. Hoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Of course, I know you were definitely moving your arms, swaying them from side to side during that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. First, I want to thank you for being a moderate voice and applying that to the student walkout situation. But I had some questions. I know it's difficult to know all the ins and outs of what's going on with the immigration emergency, et cetera. But I'm going to ask you a question in a moment. But I understand there has been a policy, at least under the Biden administration, and I believe beforehand, that these immigration ICE agents were not going to go into schools or churches to pursue suspects, etc. But I don't know if that is an actual law or not that would prevent them from doing it, and, for example, going into the school. But if there isn't a law preventing them from doing it, even if school security would not let them in on a local basis, would they be able to, in fact, vandalize a school by using a battering ram to get through security to, pursue their quarry? What do you know about that?
I don't know legally how, what the restrictions are. I will say I would like to think that, they wouldn't do that. That, these ICE agents are human beings, and they would also realize that, they don't need to use a battering ram to get into a school building. They can just call a judge. That would probably be a more effective way, because I think they would be acutely aware of the fact that, that's going too far. That being said, I would also think they'd feel the same thing about smashing somebody's car window on the street, too. But I think the key part of this resolution and this safe zone, the word that stands out to me is surveillance. So it's not just about them showing up at the school and trying to take one of these kids. It's about monitoring those kids, seeing who's there, following them home as a way to find their parents?
Well, it's creating a paranoid nation one way or the other on both sides, and it's highly regrettable and not being facilitated properly, justly, and humanely. And I appreciate your moderate views and extensive knowledge on this subject and all the other subjects, including your entertainment knowledge, which is fun.
Well, thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too.
And I would think that there's a lot of folks out there who would disagree with the characterization of my views as moderate. But I mean, listen, if you don't agree with me, you're not going to like the things that I say. And I hear other callers talking about it when they call into other shows, you know. Sorry. There's a lot of people that do agree with me. There's a lot of people that do feel the same way. They're just not motivated and aggrieved enough to call in to talk radio all day to complain about it. Or if they do want to see change, they get up and do something about it. They don't just call into the radio and complain about it. Now, don't get me wrong. We love the fact that you call in to complain about things. I'm just saying, don't think that your viewpoint is the dominant viewpoint just because you're not hearing people on the other side calling into the radio. As I've said before, it's a long-known fact, it's a, you know, long-held belief that talk radio is conservative because that's who succeeds as hosts and that's who calls in as callers. But the audience isn't all conservative. The audience is usually a pretty good mix of viewpoints and probably more centrist than anything else. And especially here at the local level. We don't exist as a radio station for us to come on and espouse our thoughts and feelings about what goes on at the national level and for you to call in and complain how you feel about one president or the other. That's not what we're here for. We're here to bring you local information. We're here to be your local resource and information center. But obviously these national topics become a thing that people are concerned about and do trickle down and affect us on the local level, so they become part of the conversation. But I can come in here and spend an entire week and not mention anything national for a single minute of the entire week and be totally fine with that if I've got important local things to talk about. And in this case, this is a situation that is impacting us locally. And if these kids feel like they are not safe in their school, you know, I can't believe that the same people who will call up and argue about needing to have schools be as safe as possible are the ones that are suddenly like, we don't need to stop these immigration enforcement agents from coming into a school. Let them go in. I think there's certain places where it's got to be hands off from a policy perspective. And schools and churches and hospitals would be the places that I would list as those places, you know? You want to get somebody that's that you know walked into the church? Fine. Do it after they leave. Do it when the service is over. Do it when they are released from the hospital. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here. Before I do that, though, you heard Skeddy mention earlier that she went to the butcher shop and couldn't believe the great deal that she got. And that's what I hear from most people that go there. They come back to me and say, you know, I was expecting, because it is a family-owned business and it's not a big corporate supermarket chain, I thought I was going to pay more than I would pay at the supermarket. And that's not the case. I mean, you might in some cases because they've got better cuts and better quality meat than you're getting at the supermarket. So you might say, well, you know, you're charging $12 a pound. I can get that for $10 a pound if I go to the supermarket, but it's not the same. You know, walking into the supermarket and getting some pork chops for a couple of bucks is different than walking into the butcher shop and getting celebrity pork chops. But what I hear from people more and more is they can't believe what a great value it is to go there. And that's because they don't have all the overhead that the supermarkets have. Like I said, it's a family-run business. And they will treat you like family when you go in there. They will cook for you. They'll prepare meals. They've got something hot and fresh every day for you to walk in and get a nice lunch or dinner. They're always cooking up holiday meals, preparing platters, all kinds of great stuff. Just go and visit the butcher shop at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Walk around, take a look at all that they have to offer. Go downstairs into the wine cellar. Poke your head through the cheese fridge and see all the different cheeses they have. Check out the seafood section. See some of the great things that they've cooked up. And I guarantee you, you're going to find something delicious there that's going to keep you coming back again and again. Check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And of course, tomorrow we'll check in with Eric over there and find out all the great stuff they've got going on for the weekend. All right, let me get this break in. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. And of course, that's the Beastie Boys. Tomorrow is going to be Fun Friday here on the program, and we'll have our Fun Friday question of the week. Fun Friday on the program is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. So we will have a Fun Friday question for you. I haven't thought about what it'll be yet, but we'll come up with a good one. If you have any suggestions, you can always send them to me, Tim at WBSM.com, or send them in via app chat. And you never know. That could be the one that we end up asking. Hey, with all this nice, bright sunshine out there today, you might be thinking about going solar. Well, let me tell you something that I don't think I mentioned enough when it comes to Isaacson Solar. Clean lines. What does that mean? I mean, ask any guy that goes out to get a fade haircut or whatever, you know, clean, or they get their beard lined up. Clean lines, right? You want everything to look nice and smooth and symmetrical. You don't want anything to be, you know, seam showing or things kind of displace it all. And with Isaacson Solar, when they come and install your solar panels, that's what you're going to get. Clean lines. It's going to look like one smooth surface. You won't know how many panels are on the roof because it all blends in together. They make it look like it belongs. And that's one of the great things they can do at Isaacson Solar. Right now, though, they're having on their Facebook page the Battle of the Installers. You can follow along and see who gets their install done the fastest. So go to isaacsonsolar.com or check them out on Facebook to find out more. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. I got to get one more break in here. We'll be right back.